I'm Anjui. James Sawyer is with JIS Midday News for Friday, May 19. Coming up, local government ministry signs MOU for new Portmore Municipal Building, government to launch Scotch Bonnet Pepper program, and residents urged to dialogue with NWA before painting sidewalks. The news in detail after the break.
Me a 23 liberty, you know. Come here, we restore, preserve a beautiful island. May 23rd, that is Labor Day. 55 years and yes, we still going. Make we clean up every scully, every street must glow. Make we clean up the place, come here, we clean up the place. Our little country, make we clean up the place. You love Jamaica, so make we clean up the place. We say, clean up the place, come here, we clean up the place.
This is Razor B and I'm saying this Labor Day, May 23rd. Beautify our island, restore and preserve our heritage. Make Jamaica beautiful, I feel it.
Now the news. The Ministry of Local Government and Community Development has signed a $190 million contract with HDB Construction Limited for the construction of an administrative building for the Portmore Municipal Corporation. The construction of an official municipal building for Portmore was one of the commitments given by Portfolio Minister Desmond Mackenzie in his contribution to the 2017-18 sectoral debate in April.
The conditions of the municipal buildings across the country leave much to be desired. There's hardly anywhere for parking, so we have to raise the standard, and this is why we are going on a drive to assist in building of new municipal buildings. St. Thomas has no building. And once we have started the Portmore building, we are going to be turning our focus of attention in the parish of St. Thomas.
At the contract signing ceremony on May 18, Minister Mackenzie said it was time for the council to have its own space to carry out its civic duty and enhance service delivery. The minister also announced that the new 22,000 square foot facility will be constructed on 4 acres of land located in the vicinity of Brayton Parkway at Municipal Boulevard. The building should be completed by early 2019. The government is to launch a Scotch bonnet pepper program utilizing greenhouses in Devon, Manchester. Minister without portfolio in the Agriculture Ministry, J.C. Hutchinson, says the greenhouses will be used to produce seedlings. The program will model the National Irish Potato Initiative, where farmers receive seedlings and other inputs upfront, with payments made when crops are reaped. Technical support will be provided by various stakeholders, including the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, and marketing support will be provided through the Potato and Onion Producers Association. Minister Hutchinson says farmers will be able to enter into contractual arrangements with the association.
It can be either Benevolent Society, it can be JAS, it can be the PMO, but everybody has to come under the umbrella of RADA.
Each group will be required to select an agricultural aide who will be trained to ensure farmers engage in best practices in the cultivation of their crop. An assessment is underway to determine the extent of the damage to the agriculture sector following heavy rains earlier this week. Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda says the sector is estimated to have lost millions of dollars due to widespread damage to crops, livestock, and infrastructure. Mr. Samuda says the ministry stands ready to provide support and productivity incentives to farmers who continue to face risks caused by weather-related events such as drought and floods, as well as pests and diseases. Once the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, completes the damage estimates, the ministry will allocate funding and input supply from the Productive Incentive Fund to affected farmers. And Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, Dr. Janice Lindsay, is urging Jamaicans to consult with the National Works Agency, NWA, before painting crosswalks and pedestrian crossings on Labor Day, May 23. The markings, she says, have to be authorized by the NWA to avoid illegal placement, which could cause fatal road accidents.
It is very important that we don't just get up and decide where. They have to be guided by the persons who have responsibility. In this case, it's the NWA. They guide us as to where the pedestrian crossings are really required to be. And so we would encourage our communities to undertake the appropriate dialogue with the respective agencies.
Dr. Lindsay was speaking at a JIS think tank session Thursday. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.